back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back. As always, Mugs in the Morning presented to you by Shelter Insurance agents Pete Volts, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Pleased to welcome in Joe Supra joining us on behalf of Hope Embrace. Joe, how's it going?
Well, good. How are you?
Doing very well. Hey, I'm glad that you made it in the studio this morning. I don't remember if it was yesterday or the day before, but I can't recall why I drove by Hope Embrace, saw the sign. I know we've talked about the sign before, but it was the first time I've ever been able to see the sign since it was updated, and absolutely loved it. Had to slow down over on the road a little bit to get a good look at it.
Yeah, it's amazing how big it is. It's up on the roof. People don't usually look that high to see a sign, but it's there. And I think one of the cool things about that is one of our former students was the one who actually made the sign.
Oh, how awesome. Oh. Makes it that much more special.
It does, yeah.
So the school year is behind us now, Joe. Obviously, it was a very unique school year. How did the ministry aspect of the school year turn out in the challenging 2020-2021 school year?
Well, of course, we put on hold our after-school program because of the COVID stuff. And and just that whole idea of kids that were wearing a mask all day and come and have to wear it for another hour and a half, you know, with us. And we just decided we're not going to put the kids through that, you know. I know if I was a kid wearing a mask, that would be the first thing I'd think about was getting that off my face and not wanting to wear it the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But, we see a lot of things starting to get back to normal activity. Not being able to go to basketball games and some of the school activities, even though they were having restrictions on who could go. And the first school activity I went to is kind of like, let's just breathe in this experience and be thankful that it's happening. Yes.
Yeah, take it all in and enjoy it as much as you can. And definitely been interesting, but throughout it all, God is good. Hope Embraced has still been able to get the job done and relay the message, and it sounds like the opportunity to relay the message may become more and more available as ministry picks back up and the world gets back to normal.
I think so. One of the places that didn't close down over COVID was the jail.
Joe Kramer did make the joke the crime was by appointment only at one point. So,
yeah.
So folks, encourage you to still make your criminal appointments with the local sheriff's office.
Well, yeah, make it with law enforcement so they know ahead of time.
Yep,
they can be prepared to welcome you.
They'll be prepared, have cake ready for you and everything if you could schedule that ahead of time.
But I think one of the neat things recently with the jail ministry, had a chance to meet with an inmate. He was actually in another county. He was with a group of other inmates that were worshiping, and that's always cool when inmates, and a lot of people, that's when they have their, you might say, come to Jesus moment, and you always hope that that's something that's more than just a jailhouse experience. But they were in a circle, they were worshiping, and he told me that, he was praying. He had prayed to God, but he said, I really didn't believe in Jesus, so I couldn't pray in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. But he said there was a picture on the wall of Jesus, and while they were in this circle worshiping, he said, I looked up at that picture, and all the other lights in that area went dim, except for the light that was on Jesus. And he said that was God's way of just showing him, yeah, this is who I am. This is who I want you to invite into your life. And he has since been doing the Bible correspondence courses. He was doing three Bible studies at a time.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's awesome.
Wanting to go into ministry when he's released.
Awesome.
So,
that's awesome.
Just by the grace of God, there go I. When you hear the stories of some of these inmates and had a father that, was never, of course his parents were involved with each other enough to bring him into the world, but never, never committed to each other. Mm. Father that had prison time. Mother that was, an addict.
Mm-hmm.
So church had never been a part of his life. But we serve a God that believes in us enough to give us those second chances.
And very much so has a short-term memory. Doesn't remember what happened yesterday.
Yes.
And sometimes, I had somebody say this to me recently. In our journey with the Lord, in our spiritual journey, sometimes the Lord says to us at the beginning of the day, yesterday was great, but let's see what today brings. Let's work on today. Let's make today better.
Yeah.
And even if yesterday wasn't great, guess who's still there when you wake up in the morning saying, let's make today better. Let's go challenge.
Yes.
Let's go face the challenges. Again, we have Joe Sukra joining us here on behalf of Hope Embraced. In reference to that jail ministry a little bit, too, here at the Lincoln County Detention Center, want to give a tip of the cap to the staff over there and to our
yes.
local sheriff because they understand the importance of having things like that available for our inmates at the Lincoln County
right.
Detention Center.
And they know that, really... to reduce recidivism, that's people that commit crimes and come back, the regular offenders.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most needed things is a life change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our God is all about, is a life change that can get us out off that track and into a better place.
And there's never a bad time for those life changes, but it's just unfortunate that sometimes those life changes have to happen when a person hits rock bottom.
Right.
That's when it happens sometimes. Still a blessing, but it'd be even better if that could happen before the person hits rock bottom, before they end up getting a very extensive tour of our Lincoln County detention.
Right. I had a phone conversation last night with... he's an adult. He had come to our meetings when he was in high school, and another one that comes from his unfortunately was born with fetal alcohol syndrome.
No.
And he was adopted by a very very loving Christian family, but is going through some really hard times in his life, and he had made some bad decisions, after high school, and mm-hmm. gotten in some trouble, and. And now, some physical things that are going on, and he just feels so alone and so, like there's nobody there for him. He said, I just feel like God is punishing me for the things that I've done. And I said, I'm just going to use a different name. I said, Bob, think of it this way. Not that God is trying to punish you, but he's trying to purify you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a whole different perspective if you think of it in those ways. He's trying to help you break away from some of the habits that brought you to, those places of harm and destruction. And that purification thing is something you can welcome. You can let him help you through it, and you'll be a better person because of it.
I think of the analogy of painting a house. When you paint a house, sometimes you bang up your hand a little bit, scratching off the old paint, scraping it all off, and it can be a tedious process, and sometimes the house looks uglier after
right.
you do all
right.
that scraping and everything.
Yeah.
But when you put that fresh coat of paint on, it's well worth it.
Yeah,
it's well
is...
worth all the pain that you encountered, and I think this is a very similar situation.
Yes. And we had a young lady from the college just wanted to get some things in order in her spiritual life, mm-hmm. and she wants to be baptized. Had another young man, recent graduate, called me up and he said, I want to know what I need to do to get my life right with God. So, you have some encounters like that, and those all happen within just weeks of each
wow.
other.
That's awesome.
So God is at work, and COVID is not going to stop his work from going on.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Joe, anything else you wanted to address this morning?
Probably not. Just getting ready to head to Colorado tomorrow.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, my youngest son is getting married, and we're excited for him, and Life changes.
Yep. And you're entering into the grandparent world in the near future as
yes,
well. So big
yep.
congratulations to you and the missus on that big promotion to grandparents.
Yep. Ben and Jamie are expecting their first in September. So we're just going to experience a lot of new things in our family.
That's awesome. If anybody wants to make a contribution, time, talent, or treasure to Hope Embraced, how can they do so, Joe?
Well, you know, they could. We have a P.O. box number. Some people still use snail mail.
Mm-hmm.
Box 581 here in North Platte. They could always give me a call if they want to have a conversation. 308-530-1273. And we'd love to just visit with you. Or they could look at our Facebook page and see what's up there.
Awesome. Joe, as always, we appreciate the time and appreciate the great ministry you're providing here to our North Platte community.
Thanks much.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Bo Witt, Pete Boltz, and Brent Rogo. Community strong all day long.